Although the term urban sprawl was coined in the 1930s, by the 70s it was a hot topic, as increasingly more rural areas and farmland were divided up and paved over into strip malls and subdivisions. This spreading ring around our cities where urban sprawl is happening is officially known as the rural-urban fringe. Today on County Lines, producer Renee Wild takes us there.
The urban fringe is a transition zone between town and country, where rural and urban uses meet, mix, and sometimes clash. In 1969, Mary and Robert Beck, along with their three young sons, moved their dairy operation to a 178-acre farm in Jamestown, Ohio. Back then, the area was a thriving farming community.
Well, hogs were prevalent in this area because there was a lot of corn grown in the area, and it was hogs and beef cattle.
And then Mary, now 88, and two of her sons, David and Tim, are gathered around her kitchen table in that original farmhouse. Her sons describe what it was like when they first moved here.
And then once we moved up here, what, for 6 months probably? Was it 6 months?
I'd say three.
Three? Mm-hmm. Dad went down and milked the cows at Spring Valley and came back up here until we transformed all the buildings from hog barns to cattle barns to move the dairy herd up here.
My husband got cancer in 91.
When Dad passed away, David and I then rented the farm from Mom and started grain farming and raised a few head of cattle.
Yeah.
David and Tim are now in their 50s, with families of their own, and urban sprawl is pushing in on the land that they have farmed for the past 5 decades. So the Beck brothers wanted to preserve their family farming heritage for their kids and their grandkids.
On the other side of the county, every day they're building up more and more, and there's less and less farm ground, and sooner or later you have to be able to feed the people and you're going to need the ground. So we just thought this was a good opportunity to join the block around us and just create a larger area that would be preserved agriculture.
The Beck brothers joined with some of their surrounding neighbors and they put their property into a farmland preservation easement with the help of the Tecumseh Land Trust, a nonprofit group that works with local farmers to preserve Ohio's farmlands.
There's 6 or 7 farms joined up here that are all together.
There's a couple thousand acres all together now.
During the 4-year process to secure the easement, the Becks could see the urban sprawl growing closer to their farmland.
There's a farm about 2 to 3 miles from here that was split up into housing development. It was a very, very productive farm, and we hated to see that disappear.
When that former farm was divided into around 20 different plots, three pilots bought land to build homes with adjacent private grass airstrips. Jeff Stinson was one of the first.
We were looking for a place out in the country, and this whole farm used to be one big farm, 500 acres, and they started dividing it up, and I thought, well, I can make a nice strip there, so I bought that and built the strip.
Jeff and fellow neighbor pilot Dewey Davenport are sitting in lawn chairs outside a large pole barn filled with vintage biplanes on Dewey's property. Dewey explains why these plots of former farmland were perfect for the pilots.
If you notice, pretty much every airplane in here is an antique, and they're made for grass runways and short takeoff and landing type flying. So it's about a quarter mile long. It's a perfect length.
As the 20 or so lots from the original sale of the farm continue to be re-subdivided and sold, more houses and barns are cropping up on the road.
We've been in our place for 8 years, going on 9 years now, and we've seen it to where you could look out the window and see one neighbor down the road, but now I'm seeing 6 and 7 houses. So,
the irony isn't lost on them that the same continued sale of farmland that allowed them to build their country airstrips may also be the reason they get pushed out of the area eventually. As the rural-urban fringe continues to push outward, it's gobbling up farmland at an amazing speed. Since 1950, over 7 million acres of Ohio farmland have been lost. Only 2/3 remain. Through their preservation easement, David and Tim Beck know that their farm will be one of those that remain for the next generation.
We're not in it for the profit. We're in it because we like the lifestyle. We like to see plants come up in the spring. We like to see plants be productive. You know, we want to see the ground survive. We want to see it remain productive.
You know, it's in our best interest to take care of everything and preserve the resources.
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Weil, Jamestown, Ohio.
County Lines is made possible by a generous grant from Ohio Humanities.